Okay, so this morning I'm listening to the radio station as I'm milling about the house and getting stuff done. And as I typically do, I walk the dogs with the app, and I come home, and I'm walking around with headphones. And
making a roast for dinner?
Yeah, I'm making the roast, getting the potatoes all skewered properly. And I'm listening to Norm and Donnie. Well, Donnie's off today, and so Mike Saroy is filling in for him. And they're going around the horn talking about, you know, introducing each other. And, hey, how's it going? What are you up to? How's it going out there, buddy? And, you know, Norm's out there at his house, and he's been there since the pandemic started. And
got that weird microphone.
He does.
I don't know if that if P1s can see it very often, but when you catch him on Zoom, he's got like a 1930s microphone that sits in front of him.
It fits.
Yes. Oh, it absolutely is on brand.
So he starts talking about, and Norm's got a couple of dogs out there, and Norm starts talking about one of his dogs. Now, when I was a young lad, there were some words that I heard for the first time where I'm like, what? And then you put it together and you're like, oh, like, okay, like little words that you combine two words to make one that are dirty.
A contraction?
They're not actual words, Danny. They're words that are made up. They're urban legend type words.
Yes.
Okay? That you remember when you're in like 5th, 6th, 7th grade and you think it's the funniest thing you've ever heard, and then that becomes a word throughout your
sure,
youth.
Sure, sure.
Okay? So this word in particular that you're going to hear, I've not heard this in a long time. But as you will hear from the reaction of the fellas on staff, they certainly remember this word.
Okay.
Okay? So here is Norm talking. Now, also remember, just imagine me walking around my house, suddenly dropping to my knees, laughing. And I laugh for 3 minutes straight. Okay, so here is Norm and Mikey Saroy and Sean Bass and Jer and Killer all talking about a certain word that Norm drops.
Little dog Mally is taking in the show today, right by my feet, listening to the show.
Yeah?
Things are good.
Do you have a table full of snack foods? Is that why Mally is there, or just because she loves you?
No, Mally. Well, see, there's a wonderful glass door here where she can see outside and see everything. And she can see any of the wildlife, any people go by, she'll start boofing, which means I'll have to get her out of the room right away.
What is boofing?
What is that now?
Boofing.
Come again?
What does that mean to you?
From barking.
Okay.
Boofing? He says, what does that mean to you?
Now, was that not something that you guys used all the time?
Yeah, but not for that.
Right. Right? That was a funny kid word.
I certainly did not know the definition until just now. But
Are you serious?
Thanks to the internet. I
hadn't heard that term since the Kavanaugh hearings.
There you go. That's, I think, where...
It reprised to me, and I was like, I'm sorry. No, that means one thing to me.
It did show up in the Kavanaugh hearings.
It did.
I don't remember that.
No, you're right.
The Kavanaugh hearings.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
He was claiming it meant a fart.
Okay, well, it doesn't mean that. At least when I was a kid, that was the funniest word to me.
You're warm, though.
That was you are warm. No pun intended.
As it were.
But that was always the funniest word to me as a kid. We would go around saying that all the time, like on the playground and stuff like that, thinking you're getting away with stuff.
Boofing.
Yeah, so just imagine the BU part and the last part and how you can combine the two.
Yeah.
And you know what it means. Yes.
F.
Right, right. So
not boyfriend.
So, and the way Norm enunciates it, too, is really funny. And I love Sean when he finally realized what he said. And Sean goes, come again?
To get her out of the room right away.
Oh, what is boofing?
What is that now?
Boofing.
Come again?
What does that mean to you?
It's different from barking. Barking is when she opens her mouth and... Ah! Okay? But boofing is she forces air through her cheeks and out her mouth. Like, boof, 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 boof.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is a Saroy just...
Wow.
The Saroy of, I love the subtleties of this. I've listened to it a bunch of times.
Again?
But to hear Sean say coming in and then listen to Saroy after he starts boofing or making the boofing sound, Saroy go, mm-hmm.
Boof, 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 boof. That's boofing.
That's boofing.
That's boofing.
Yeah, it's like a spelling bee where you say it, you spell it, and then you say it again, right?
Right. Well, he goes on.
Boof. Mm-hmm. That's boofing.
I get you.
Is that a term that you made up?
Yeah, I don't think it's a technical veterinarian term.
Stay off the internet, Norm.
That's a term for something what? A little different.
Wait a minute.
In most corners.
What does boofing mean?
So I'm just on the ground at this point. And my dogs are aware, too, that I'm laughing, and they're coming up to check on me to see if everything's okay.
Did they start
on
boofing?
The ground laughing. Yeah, they're not boofing themselves.
Google it.
Don't Google it.
Can I read the Urban Dictionary definition for that word?
Please do.
Give me a hint at how far out of step I am, gentlemen.
I'm going to go ahead and say all the way out of step.
Again.
All the way.
Everything about this
out of step.
Is perfect.
Yeah,
damn, gentlemen.
Perfect.
I'm going to go ahead and say all the way out of step. As far out of step as you can imagine.
What if I went to a bar this evening?
Oh, no. Dear.
ordered a round of drinks and suggested, is anybody here up for boofing? What would I be asking?
Oh, my goodness.
Could be kicked out, most likely.
Oh, my God.
Well, there's a couple bars.
This is amazing.
Downtown area where that'd be a very commonplace.
By our old place of
okay.
Work, you know?
What number are we currently on for e-brake?
115.
Okay.
116
qualifies.
Well, where do I get a hold of the Urban Dictionary so I don't do stuff like this?
A hold of it?
Your local public library. Go check it out. hey, I don't know what to tell you. But anyway, Mally, good to have the little one there, and hopefully she's just... barking instead of anything else, any other activities she might have on her mind.
Good. Give us one more boof, Norm.
I think we got enough boofs. Oh, my word.
Oh, my word. That is great.
So tell me, if I go into a bar...
At that moment, you're just like, yes.
And I order a round of drinks.
And ask, is anybody up for some boofing?
Man, gentlemen.
I'm going to go ahead and say all the way out of step. As far out of step as you can imagine.
So, what if I went to a bar this evening?
Oh, no. Dear.
Ordered a round of drinks and suggested, is anybody here up for boofing? What would I be asking?
To be kicked out, most likely.
Well, there's a couple bars.
That's my favorite. Well, I mean, you know.
It is a heads
up. Never been to Zippers?
That's boofing.
Gosh, Soroy's the MVP.
What is boofing?
That's boofing.
Yeah. Now we have those drops forever anytime somebody brings up or alludes to butt stuff.
Okay, now has...
That's boofing. We're docking.
Has anyone, did Soroy in the break, or did anyone, did he look it up on UrbanDictionary.com?
No, it was forgotten.
Harry, I was going to play the 30 seconds from the Kavanaugh hearings,
okay.
If you'd like.
So does Norm now,
thanks, Bob.
Does Norm now know?
I don't know.
Or is he still...
I don't know.
I would think.
I don't know if he cares.
Is anybody here up for boofing?
Now this is unpreviewed, but let's take a shot here.
Okay.
Senator, what do you like?
Judge, have you, I don't know if it's buffed or boofed, how do you pronounce that?
That refers to flatulence. We were 16.
Okay. And so when your friend Mark Judge said the same, put the same thing in his yearbook page back to you, he had the same meaning. It was flatulence.
I don't know what he did, but that's my recollection. We want to talk about flatulence at age 16 on a yearbook page. I'm game.
Okay.
Well, there's the...
Is it a buffing or there, a boofing? The... is it buffing?
Man, like is this 60-year-old guy having to talk about that?
Yeah, Supreme whatever. Court or a confirmation hearing for a guy that's got one of whatever it is, 13 and jobs.
And then it's made it the norm now.
Wow.
And
that is...
She'll start boofing. right away.
That just instantly makes my hall of fame.
It's amazing.
If I walk into a bar.
Anybody up for some boofing?
I mean, it's Norm.
I mean, I did buy drinks.
Right,
is anybody here up for boofing?
Goodness gracious.
What a great day.
I know. It was
the
so
best
awesome.
Day ever.
Well.
There you
go. Wow. This will make for an odd segue.
Yeah.
Did you watch 60 Minutes on Sunday? We'll dive into that next.